Okay, I'm paying attention to these things, but they still don't make any sense. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel is all about comprehensible input. If you need more information on how comprehensible input works, I have a lot of videos on that topic. This channel is all about noticing things. I make a big deal about needing to notice things, paying attention to the content, and noticing the expressions and words that are being used. But still, sometimes, even though we're paying attention, what we hear just doesn't make sense. English is complicated. Learning English is doable, but it's not real easy because of the complexity of the language. So we're going to give you a little bit of help. A lot of the expressions in English, which add to the richness of the language, are metaphors. We say one thing and we mean quite another. Some of these expressions refer to clothing when really we're not talking about clothing. It's odd, isn't it? I'm going to give you a heads up on what some of these expressions mean. A heads up. There's an expression right there. Heads up. That can be used several ways. Heads up can be used as a command, telling someone or a group of people that something is about to happen, to alert them to a danger. If a ball is flying in our direction, you might turn to people around you and say, "Heads up." What it means is look and see what's coming. It's an alert that something is about to happen. The same command can be said to a person or a group of people if you want them to pay attention to you. If you're in a meeting and there's a lot of discussion among the people there and you haven't really called it to order, but you'd like to get started, you could say, "Heads up." And that alerts people that you want to talk to them. You want them to pay attention to you. This might be said in a team sport, for instance. Also, if you tell someone about something that is going to happen, if you give them some forewarning, that is called a heads up. At work, for instance, someone might tell the workforce that it's going to be busy tomorrow and give them a heads up that they should be prepared for it being busy the next day. Our first curious expression comes to us courtesy of the Scots language. The expression is dressed to the nines. It's an old expression that came into English, and it means to be dressed exquisitely. Often if someone is dressed to the nines, they're dressed up for a special event. Now, dressing up in fancy clothes is sometimes referred to as wearing one's Sunday best. You might say, "He was wearing his Sunday best." That indicates his finest clothing. And then while we're on the subject of how one is dressed, you could say someone was dressed to kill. That's actually a fairly old expression. It's a metaphor. No one's actually being harmed. But if someone is dressed to kill, they are dressed very elegantly. And the expression "dressed to kill" suggests that we're focused on the response of the viewer, the response of the person's audience. If someone is dressed to kill, they are dressed in a fashion guaranteed to elicit quite the response. Now, as we go forward with these next expressions, really they all mention clothing, but none of them really have direct connection to clothing per se. The first one is flying by the seat of the pants. The first time you hear that, it might not make any sense, but here's what it means. This came out of early aviation, and if someone is flying by instinct, based on the sensations they're getting controlling the aircraft, that's by the seat of their pants. what it means is they're not referring to instruments and other things other than the way they feel about how the airplane is being controlled. So that was the origin of the phrase, flying by the seat of the pants in day-to-day speech refers to doing something instinctively, not following any directions, just doing things extemporaneously or instinctively. You may hear that somebody rolled up their sleeves, and that expression doesn't literally mean that they rolled up the sleeves of their shirt. What it means is that they commenced to doing something. They committed themselves to doing a task. It could be a physical task, or it could be a creative task. Rolling up one's sleeve is an indication that the person is preparing to do hard work. Now, while we're on the subject of sleeves, it is possible to have a card up one's sleeve. Now, that expression came out of a practice of cheating in card game gambling, but in day-to-day use, now, having a card up one's sleeve suggests that you have a secret or some sort of advantage that people don't know of. Over the long term, clothing has been made by stitching pieces of cloth together, and the place where the cloth pieces are joined are called the seams. And if a garment comes apart, it likely will come apart at the seams. However, if you hear someone say that something came apart at the seams, frequently they're talking about a plan, an agreement, an organization, an effort. But usually, if something comes apart at the seams in the 21st century, we're not talking about clothing. If you heard about negotiations between two companies to try to develop a contract to work together, and then these negotiations fall apart, no agreement could be reached, you could say that the hope to work with the other company came apart at the seams. The next one you could probably figure out. If someone is wearing their birthday suit, what that means is they're wearing nothing, because when we are born, we are wearing no clothes. If you hear someone say that someone was wearing their birthday suit, it means they were naked. Now, often when we wear clothing, the pants are held with a belt. You might hear about being hit below the belt. This expression came out of boxing because it is not permitted under boxing rules to strike a blow below your opponent's belt. That's forbidden. In day-to-day speech, if you refer to being hit below the belt or hitting someone below the belt, that refers to an unkind or unfair treatment of another person. Out of the world of gambling, we got an expression to lose one shirt. This refers to severe losses in gambling that cost a person dearly. He lost his shirt. In the 21st century, the most common place you will hear a reference of someone losing their shirt will be in the world of business. But there is a nexus between gambling and business because it is well known that not all businesses succeed, and a business owner is betting that the business will succeed. If a business fails, you could say that the owner lost his shirt if the losses are severe. So if financial hardship occurs, either to a person or a group, they may need to economize. And a metaphor for economizing is belt tightening. So you may hear the expression that we had to tighten our belts, or he had to tighten his belt. It just means to economize. No actual belt is being tightened. Now, if you have a bad financial situation, you might get angry. And one of the ways you might hear anger being expressed is someone got hot under the collar. It's just another way of expressing anger. And the last expression for today, which evokes clothing but actually may refer to some other topic, is fits like a glove. When you hear the phrase fits like a glove, it always means a good fit, but it may not literally mean a piece of clothing. It could, or it could refer to a situation or a solution, a match, some combination that is very suitable. As we use comprehensible input to acquire languages, the more we comprehend the input, the better. If we listen to language that makes no sense to us, we don't really learn much from it. The more we comprehend, the more useful the content is to us. Because English has a lot of unusual expressions like the ones I shared today, sometimes it's a little hard to understand the content because the meanings are a little subtle. So my intent today is to support your efforts to notice things, but give you a heads up on what some of these expressions mean so that when you notice them, they'll actually make sense. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.